Gary J.W. and Donna B. Lambert, west of Row 395, west of Bayview West, being Lot 21, Block 3 within Bayview Estates Development. A variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Gary Lambert, and it's, excuse me, where I live or this one?
Whatever.
39034 Bayview West.
All right. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, sir.
I think we got two things. One about the house being set wrong. Is that correct? I didn't know about that when
your
I
your application, it. Sir, you need to be able to explain it.
Okay. From what I understand, I filed for an application for the shed roof that I extended out, and then in filing for that variance, come to find out the house was set wrong when we bought it. So that part I can't answer for. It's just when I bought it, that's where the house was. On the shed roof, well, I did wrong. I built it. The roof on the shed was bad, so I extended it out. I went to talk to all five neighbors around me and asked them if they had a problem with it. They said no, so I thought that part was okay. I wanted to make the shed look a little nicer and also hide a lot of stuff, so when my neighbors wanted to cut their trees down, they weren't looking down on all the junk that I would have there, you know, jet skis, wheelbarrows, and all that. Everyone said to me it was fine. Did I file for a permit? Nope. Tell you that right up front. And that's where I'm wrong. I just didn't do it. Not going to lie to you. So any which way, I built it. Everybody was happy with it and the like. And then the homeowners association came around and said, oops, you should have said something to us. I didn't. They said, well, we like it, but if you go and get it a variance, we're fine with it. So that's where I am. And something happened. I lost all my letters from my neighbors saying, not lost, I dropped the Russian here, but I can get them to you. All my letters from the five neighbors saying, yes, we like them. But I got the pictures if you guys want to see what I built. It's built pretty good, too.
If you submit them, we have to keep them for a while. We have to keep the, okay, just making sure. I got it.
Seriously, did I build it well? Yes. Did I build it against code? No. Did I build it against a variance? I didn't realize it. In all sincerity, I thought as long as I stayed, because it was open around, I thought that it was okay on all three sides and being set back three. I did not know and found out I'm wrong. If you guys want me to tear it down, I'll tear it down. It cost me about $2,000 to tear it back down. But it's, if I got to do it, I got to do it. But I didn't do it with malice. I did it with, really, to make the appearance better. That's all. So I'd like to be able to keep the looks of my shed. I'd like to be able to keep my neighbors happy so they don't see all my junk. And I don't know. If I'm wrong, I'll tear it down. If I'm allowed to keep it, I know my neighbors would prefer it too. And guess what? So would I.
Mr. Lambert, let's talk about the house.
Yes, sir.
You bought the house, or do you have the house built?
No, sir. I bought the house. I understand it was built in, don't quote me, I think, 96, 97.
Okay.
And we bought it, I think, around 7 years ago, something like that.
You bought it as is with
yes,
the
sir.
Encroachment?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the only way I found out about the encroachment was filing for the shed.
Gotcha.
And even I was, and a lot of my neighbors around there are confused, because I thought it was a because it's really going to tick me off because I wanted my garage to go up. But it's not 30 feet from the road. It's 30 feet from the setback.
From
the right away off of that. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, therefore, you're suggesting that it wasn't created by you?
Oh, guarantee that part. Yeah.
And
the shed was.
Okay. Would you suggest that a particular request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, sir. I guarantee it.
And are you suggesting that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
They like it.
And I'm talking about the house now.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the house. I'm
house
not
only, I guarantee it.
And are you suggesting that it's a minimum to afford relief granted by the granting of this variance?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
you're just saying it was built, you thought?
I believe it was built in 96, 97, one or the two. And these, I truly apologize on this. I'd be more than glad to get you all the information. Can I say something? I didn't know this stuff is this serious. I really didn't. But I'll get you all the information that you need with the plot plan and all that, with the building permits and the like that was issued on the house, because I was given that at the time, and I do have title insurance.
We're aware that the CO was issued. That's not a question. Okay. You're under oath, so we assume your neighbors gave you letters.
I guarantee that with a heartbeat. I'll swear back on that thing. I like that you use a Bible, too.
What's that?
I like that you use a Bible.
I use a what?
Bible.
Oh, a Bible.
In front of you.
Oh, this thing.
Yeah. How about if I say please?
If you what?
Say please.
Well, it's a little more serious than that.
I know.
It is unfortunate that you didn't get a permit, because had you gotten the permit for the shed, then you would
have found out all this.
You would have realized the setbacks, yes.
Not a doubt. So I try to skirt it.
It may end up being an expensive lesson, but at least you know that if you build anything, you got to have a permit.
You know what? I know that. I try to get away with it. So if I can't get away with it, I got to tear it down. It costs me money. But I just, can I say please again?
Well, you can say please 1,000 times. But as I had stated before, the responsibility of this board is to determine whether it meets the standards.
Yes, sir.
And therefore.
So ask me the 5 questions. I'll answer them for you, please.
Well,
on the shed.
I may be convinced that it meets the standards for the house request.
Yes, sir.
Certainly not for
the shed.
The shed.
Even though all my neighbors like it?
Well,
even
the
though
fact is,
look at the junk I'm going to put.
The fact
there.
Is, it was created by the applicant, is one of the standards you don't meet. And we can address the others, but it seems unnecessary.
Can I refile?
Nope.
Nope. So I got to cut it down, huh?
Well, we haven't made that decision yet. But.
Oh. All right. Can I say double, please?
No.
Anyway,
are there any?
I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay. That's are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
One. Was the original shed there when you bought the property?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. And I could not move it. I thought about doing that, but then I thought it would really be wrong.
Okay. Well, and that meets the 10-foot.
Yes.
5-foot requirement.
5-foot. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No, but one comment. If we deny the shed, you only got to cut off half.
Okay, so it only cost me 1,000 then. No. Okay, at least that's better than none.
Okay.
So,
hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting the first variance request with the home.
Yep.
I think it does show uniqueness because of the positioning of the structure on the property, necessary to enable him a reasonable use of the property. Obviously, wasn't created by him. Don't feel it all to the essential character of the neighborhood and minimum to afford relief. However, I don't believe that he's met the standards for granting the variance of the shed, and so such would be my motion.
And that being?
To grant the variance for the home, but not for the shed.
So I only cut off half?
Once you have a permit.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we grant the variance for the home but deny the variance for the shed. Case number 10,651. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Opposed.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So.